Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi there and welcome to Broadbridge Stadium on Easter Sunday. You're listening to This Is Ibrox, your Rangers podcast. Our women's coverage continues this afternoon with our post-match report from this afternoon's tie, Rangers 2 Hibernian 1. Joining me as ever to discuss things is Kendall Matthews. Hi Kendall, how are you?
Relieved, Scott.
It was a bit like that this afternoon, wasn't it? It was. You know, we've just spoke to Joe Potter and Cathy Hill, which we'll go through as the next sort of 10-15 minutes or so goes on. Relief is actually not a bad way to put it. Maybe stuffy, leggy. Certainly seen the ladies play better this season ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, I think, and we've had games where we weren't great since we, you know, I've been reporting with you on the women's game. But today just seemed we were short of a bit of quality, and it's particularly in the centre of the midfield, certainly first half. Stuffy was a very, very good word to describe it. And we just didn't get the space. And then we seemed to play a lot of long balls, or attempt to play a lot of long balls. And we never really had control of the game, I don't think.
It was interesting. One of the big sort of talking points, if you like, when we came into the match was looking at the team that won the cup so confidently last weekend. Vic Essen, obviously cup goalkeeper, drops out. Jenna Fyfe comes back in. Libby Banks comes in and plays in centre mid. Olivia McLaughlin drops to the bench. I assume just a bit of rotation gives Banks a bit of game time. Probably an opportunity that she never took properly. I felt 30 minutes or so in, she looked like she was struggling. Whether she's still got a niggle in there somewhere, I don't know. Probably a chance that she maybe regrets not taking properly today.
Yeah, I mean, she's not the only one. I think she suffers a bit from the fact that the midfield played so well last week.
Yeah.
So there's high expectations on them. I think there's huge competition within the midfield places. And I think when you get the minutes, you have to take them. I've seen her before. She played well. She's a good player. As I say, we'll go probably on to Rachel Rowe, who got hooked as well. So yeah, she wasn't the only one that suffered in that first half. She, unfortunately, was the one that got hooked at half-time, so she didn't get the chance to kind of redeem herself in the second half. But yeah, I wouldn't be expecting her to force her way into the team with that kind of performance, is the one thing I would say.
Maybe the other talking point in the run-up to the game was we've seen recently, it's been Hardy and Ross that have played as that sort of duo up top with Rachel Rowe playing off. Rio Hardy started on the bench this afternoon. Sarah Ewens gets the opportunity to go up front with Jane Ross. And again, that sort of relationship up front just didn't quite work for me. I'm looking at my notes right now, and the first sort of point of interest that involved any of the forwards, indeed in the first half, was 14 minutes into the game. But at that point, Rangers hadn't really done a lot. As I say, it was stuffy. The approach was a bit, I loathe to say lethargic, just things weren't clicking. And I felt the two up top, just it didn't look like it was working for them.
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't look like they were going to make anything happen. I mean, I think the last couple of weeks we've had a little bit of magic from individuals. So me and my colleagues have been excellent in the last couple of weeks. And then we've kind of relied on people, and Rachel Rowe's been excellent in creating moments of magic. The front two today, they were workmanlike performances. They weren't creating chances. They weren't linking very well together. To be fair, I don't think they were supported at all in the first half by the midfield.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the problem stemmed from. But yeah, it's certainly... I don't think we've got issues up front, but I'm not convinced that a top two of Ewins and Ross is giving us particular pace. It's not giving us particular skill, etc. Both very, very good players. I'm not convinced they're at the top of their game, and I think there's a difference made when other people are coming off that bench.
I think what you have with when you're playing at a two up front, it's really important that there looks to be a sort of chemistry there, a connection. I just don't think we're seeing that at the moment with really much of the duos. I think it's maybe a reflection on how good Kirsty Howe was at the start of the season, then had that long sort of lie off with injury. Sorry, Kirsty and Rio Hardy up front look a really potent partnership up front, I think, and I hope we will see it soon. With an international break to come, who knows, maybe Glasgow City in a fortnight, we shall see. Rangers went 1-0 down 18 minutes in, and it was, and I'll try hard not to butcher this, Jorian Bokan, I think was the name.
Marvellous job.
It was a really tidy finish, I thought. I have to say, Hibs really cut us open. The Hibs number 10, McGregor, I thought had an excellent afternoon today. Really good, as did both Hibs fullbacks. I thought they were excellent. Dealt with me and Macaulay and Brogan here on the other side really well. But the goal really cut us apart. So they just drifted right through the front, past Tess Medag. Bukan was played through, and she slid it very nicely under Jenna Fife, 1-0 at Hibs at that point. And it was Hibs' first real venture up the park, wasn't it?
It was. And, I mean, we hadn't started terribly. I mean, we can be down in a performance, but we're down in a performance where at the end of the day we won.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we started reasonably well. First 10 minutes, Rachel Rowe was actually playing very well the first 10 minutes. But we just weren't managing to break the lines. They go up the park, it becomes 1-0. In fairness to Hibs, for the rest of that first half, we did not look like scoring. I mean, with the team that we had out for that first 45 minutes, at the end of that first half, we were looking at each other and we were thinking, we're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think at that point, you think, because of maybe not seeing much in the final third, you think, I don't know where a goal's really going to come from at this point. And at 1-0, you're effectively chasing the game. Hibs, well organised. I felt they were really well organised and deservedly took in the sort of goal lead at the break, 1-0 at half time to Hibs. One of the subs that Joe Potter made at half time, she took off Libby Banks, who, as we'd say, I felt was struggling. Olivia McLaughlin came on. If you've been following the podcast, you'll know I'm a big fan of her. I thought she was excellent when she came on, retains the ball, moves the ball about at pace, fires around the pitch really well. And her and Chelsea Cordner have a really good relationship in there, which is really impressive. Big moments in big games in any football match is really important. 54 minutes. Catherine Hill clears one off the line from Tegan Bowie. It was definitely going in at 2-0. I think it's curtains this afternoon at 2-0 for Rangers. It would have been Hibs' second chance, but games are all about scoring goals. And if they go 2-0, I think we struggle to come back.
Yeah, 1,000%. And almost at that point, I said it was a real midfield battle in the first part of the second half. I think Hibs tired slightly towards the end of that, but I think you're right. I think they would have got such a lift at 2-0. That I don't think there's any coming back from it. I think we were still struggling at that point. I think Liv McLaughlin, as you rightly say, made a difference when she came on.
Yeah.
And straight away, and it was simple little things like all of a sudden you had a midfield that was looking forward rather than backwards. Yeah. I think it was quite a negative performance in the first half. And all of a sudden we had people that were looking forward, trying to find the forwards, etc. And then all of a sudden we're starting to ask questions. And I think Liv McLaughlin did that. And I think the Catherine Hill, as you were speaking about her there, several moments in the game, actually, and what a difference it makes to have her in the team. She was only out for a week or so.
Yeah.
And we missed her.
Absolutely.
And she makes a huge difference. And that back line and the drive that she gives us, the odd run right through the heart of the pitch, etc., finds herself in good positions, finds herself in the goal line when she's needed. She reads the game so well. And, just a tremendous player.
56 minutes in, Joe Potter makes the decision, which I think probably carves out the remainder of the game, to be perfectly honest with you. She takes off Jane Ross, Sarah Ewens, and Mia McCauley. Mia probably not having her best afternoon. I thought they dealt with her quite well today, Hibs. But she brings on Rio Hardy, Kirsty Howitt, and Lizzie Arnott. Rio was in about it immediately from the off. Indeed, gets a yellow card shortly after coming onto the pitch. And we do have sort of very small flurries. Tess Medak has two efforts in 5 minutes. One that scoops sort of wide and high. The second one, the Hibs keeper makes a really good save to tip it over the bar. Next big decision. I don't think I've seen sort of such a, not a poor performance, but a quiet performance by Rachel Rowe today. By our own standards, by the way, and the standards we've become used to. But again, big decision. Jodie McCleary comes on. And historically, when we've seen Jodie involved, it's usually on either side. Rarely you see her come in and play in that 10 role behind a two up front. She'd done that today. Completely changed the face of the game for Rangers. And I felt in that last 20 minutes, Rangers were particularly powerful, looked like they were really going to be the only team that were going to go on and win it, even before they'd scored, bizarrely enough. That goal, of course, did come on the 76th minute. Great work by Jodie McCleary and Kirsty Howitt, and it's knocked into Hardy, and she scores at one each. And Broadwood suddenly takes a lease of life at that point, because you just think there's a chance at that point.
Yeah, you do, and the subs made all the difference. And I have to say, the manager made all the difference as well. I think I tweeted during the game. Yeah, I think I tweeted big balls management.
Yes, indeed.
Taking Rowe off, and actually Rachel Rowe, I think she kind of got lost in the game. I think she started off really well, but I genuinely believe that she was kind of trying to do everything in that midfield in the first half herself.
Yeah.
And I kind of think she got lost in trying to be everywhere and do everything, kind of thing. And she needed the rest, and we needed, as a team, we needed those fresh eyes as well as the fresh legs.
Yeah.
And McCleary was excellent, as you rightly say, when she came on. The youthful front line as well, we had all of a sudden, we had the energy. As Hibs were tiring, let's be fair to them, yes. I think they started to tire. I don't think they had the same quality coming off the bench as we did. And they started to tire. We got a grip of the game in the midfield, and then all of a sudden, as you say, we look like the more likely team.
Yeah, winner of the afternoon comes from Catherine Hill, leading by example, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Thought she was really quite good today. Back post effort, Brogan Hay, good cross, 2-1. And everything is good in the world at that point. And you could see there was at that moment, there was a confidence that came over them. They were a lot more relaxed on the ball. I think this was a really big game. Indeed, when we spoke to Joe post-match, she did suggest that she believes that, do you know what I mean, come the end of May, into June, but look back on this afternoon as a huge moment, because Rangers maybe didn't play that well, were chasing the game for a good part of it, over an hour, and they've still came away with 3 points. Matches like this really are what makes champions. It's not the sort of big 4-0, 5-0 games. It's the games where you need to dig in, pull your socks up and go on with it. And we've seen that today from this Rangers team.
Yeah, and we won the fight. That was the thing. We did win the fight. The winner was just that. It was a scrap. It was one of those things. The person that wanted it more got the ball and got the goal, and that was Cathy Hill. A shout out also. I should mention as well that I thought the finish for the equaliser, under a lot of pressure, because at that point, I mean, the crowd wasn't turned. The crowd was stirred behind them, but the nervousness was certainly there, was palpable.
Yeah.
And it was one of those days where it could easily have been like a 1-0 or 2-0 defeat for us. And I thought Rio Hardy, she took an extra touch on the ball, where I was screaming at her, or thinking, you know, shoot.
That's why you do what you do.
Yeah, exactly. and she took the extra touch. She controlled it, she put it onto her left leg, and then, you know, real calm finish. And that was, so we had the quality from that point, and then the real fight from Cathy Hill. So the goals showed what this Rangers women's team's about.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great day at the office. We got the job done. And as I say, the management decisions, big balls management, and they were the right decisions.
100%. So we look ahead now to an international break, and 2 weeks today, Glasgow City come to Broadwood, the next big game. Yeah. And indeed, the sort of game that I think I spoke to Claire Gemma on the March update during the week, and I referred to how these big games may be seen as eliminators almost between now and the end of May. She kind of poo-hooed that, which I understand. I do think if you beat Glasgow City a fortnight today, it pushes them, certainly pushes them further away, logically and most obviously, but it really puts us in the front foot away from them.
It does, but we've got to be better. is what I would say. We got to be better. The last big game we had, we weren't at the races and we lost the fight in midfield.
Yeah.
The first half today, we lost the fight in midfield. It's time for us to step up and to really show that what the quality that we do have and we know we have in this team. The international break will give us 2 weeks to go away, get the players that are turning in from injury fitter. And I'm confident. But yeah, we have to show up.
I'm good in front of me, sorry. We're now at the stage where we can probably let you go now. As you can probably tell, they're getting ready to lock us into Broadwood, so I'll let you do the part. Kendall, always good to have you on. We will see you in 2 weeks down here for Glasgow City. Looking forward to that very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Don't forget, if you're looking at us across your podcast, please continue to like and subscribe and follow us when you can. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks. Bye for now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.